The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, TeleSouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of TeleSouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend, a little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our show, Hope. I'm Tommy Wilson. We're downtown Corinth on a beautiful Thursday morning, and we're excited about today. We get to do this every week, and man, I've got a room full of folks, and it's filled. I know what dope, I mean, like Oreos feel like in a pack, man. But look, man, it's going to be a great show. Bobby Capps is out today. He is studying and writing and doing what most nerds do, but he is there. He is the one that brings our education side to us. So I'm here with Ronnie Martin to my left. Ronnie is the director of the Freedom Center. In the room today, we have Clevy White, who's normally with us, and then Michael Doran come with Clevy. So I'm not for sure exactly what these two guys is up to, but at least they're in the room with us and not in the room with you. That's the way I'd look at it. But look, Dr. Phil's here to try to keep us in line and in order for the Super Talk show today. But we got a great friend here, Philip Thurman, from Roswell, Georgia.
That's correct. Yes, sir. Right. You got it right.
That's north of Atlanta.
That's correct. Northwest of Atlanta.
Philip's going to be with us today. And Philip, Olivia called a little bit ago and asked me how to title you. And I said, well, let's just put him a life coach of pastors around the world, life coach of pastors and leaders really around the world.
That's good. That's a great definition. That's what I do and enjoy doing it.
Yeah. And Philip's here with us for a couple of days, just kind of hanging out with our team and staff and things, and we've had a big time, and he's going to be with us today here on the show. We're going to get to Philip in the second and third segment, but as always, we take the first segment and try to give us an update on the Freedom Center. Ronnie?
Yes, sir. So we've got a great group. You know, we've just in the last couple of weeks, I've just known the maturity the group has been coming spiritually. You know, the guys are staying their word in their free time, and just the just maturity is the word that I think of when I think of the group. You know, it's a lot less kidding around, joking around. You know, this is serious. You know, they still joke around, but it's a lot of serious work as well. But you know, we're busy. You know, last night, big shout out to Mr. Bill Briggs. He welcomed us into his home out there at his quail farm in Tennessee. Had a great time with Philip as well. But again, we're still full. We've got 13 guys. We got beds for comfortable for 10. So I'm still looking forward to the countdown to the payoff of the land. We're close, yeah. And it's in dire need.
Well, and Ronnie, if somebody needed help, somebody's going to be listening to this show today and their family's struggling. I got a call this morning from a sister early this morning. Tommy, what can I do for my brother? He's in bad shape. He don't want help. What can I do? But if somebody's wanting help, Ronnie, what can they do, man?
That's a tough question. You know, I get those calls a lot, Tommy, as well. I got a couple yesterday. You know, the family wanting to get the person help, but that's tough. That person's got to need help or want help, I'd rather say. But if they want help, there's a couple of ways. You go to our website, corinthfreedomcenter.com. Fill out an application, and I'll call you back just as soon as I can, or you can call my cell phone directly, which is 662-416-0234.
Is that like 24 hours a day, Ronnie?
It usually is. It usually is. But
well, here's the hours. Y'all can call me from 9 to 5 during the day and call Ronnie from 5 to 5 in the morning. But from 5 in the afternoon, 5 in the morning, Ronnie's on call.
That'll work.
Yeah.
That'll work. But
let me know if he answers his phone late at night.
Yeah.
So, but no, we do get a chance to help a lot of folks, do a lot of things, and we're grateful for that. You know, it starts with our sponsors and people that supports us. I want to give an update with our land. We have purchased 112 acres of land on Alcorn Central School Road. If you turn off of Highway 72 at the red light, headed to Alcorn Central, it is about a mile there on the left. And we have purchased 112 acres of land to build a future campus for the Freedom Center. You just heard Ronnie said he was stuffed. He's over...
Beyond stuffed.
Yeah, overcrowded now. But we're we're going to build a building there to house 35 men someday. And we had a couple steps. First step was to purchase the building, purchase the land. Second thing was to try to get the timber cut. And the third thing is getting this whole land paid off. I want to give you an update. We started, we bought the land for $321,000, gave $106,000 down because we had a great family give us $100,000. So we had to borrow $215,000 in January. Today, right now, we owe $85,000 on the land. But we've got a $41,000 check coming this week for timber. So what? Do the math. How much does that leave? About $44,000. So we hoping to have 25 to 30 more on timber. Do the math. That leaves us in striking distance, $15,000 to $20,000, to pay this land off. Once we get the land paid off, we've got a local company, Tyler Pittman and them. They're going to be in there cleaning up, doing things for us, and I'm excited about that too. But that's where we're at. We're from the fish fry fundraiser to just churches supporting us. Big shout out to Shiloh Methodist Church last Sunday in Shiloh Park. They gave us a great donation to pay directly on the land. And so it's just getting close, Ronnie.
It is. You know, I look forward to it. You know, we're in dire need. But on top of that also, once we get that new facility built that'll house 35 guys, we'll use the current building we're in to as a transition home for the guys that aren't quite ready to go back out in the world, and they stay there and work. You know,
we're going to have 8-10 guys there at least.
That's it. That's it.
That's going to be in our community working and doing some things like that. So that we got a lot of things going on. We need your support. Three ways to help us today. First of all, pray for us. Pray for the Freedom Center, Living Free Ministries, our team, our families, our guys there. But also participate. Call us. Call Ronnie and say, hey, I want to be involved. We always hunt men's group to come cook, and do a devotion, anything like that. We've got spots that we can let you be a part of. You can always volunteer at Living Free. Like today, Walden Street Christian Church texts me, and they're going to feed us July the 24th. Guess what? That's a big deal.
It's huge.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Our friends at Casu Methodist Church, they feed us once a month, every month at Living Free, the third Thursday of every month. That is huge. We have other churches, First Presbyterian, First Methodist, other ones that just feed us a Living Free. But Ronnie, you looking for people to maybe feed on Saturday afternoon or Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Do a meal there at the Freedom Center. There's a lot of ways. So pray for us, participate, and be a partner. When you become a partner, that's giving and supporting what we do, and we need you. I'm going to give you some numbers and things right now. Philip, you got people all around the world. Me and you was talking to some guy yesterday, and I don't know where this guy was at or even where he's from, but he was from somewhere, some other country. And I remember what he said. He said, I like talking about this Jesus, you know. And but this guy can listen to us on the radio today. He can listen to us worldwide by going to supertalk.fm Corinth and listen to us live this morning. You can always go back and listen to every show we do online at our webpage, livingfreecorinth.com. We have a listen page, like a podcast page. Click on there. I'm going to have Philip Thurman's name on there in the next day or two. And you could go back and listen to this show, Philip. So there's ways to listen to us every Thursday. But we get to do this show because of our sponsors. And I just want to give a big shout out to these guys. Nick Bain, yesterday I had Philip eating his first slug burger.
That's right. It was good, too.
Philip is an ordained Corinthian now. He has ate a slug burger. But we met Nick Bain was there. Nick walked in, so big shout out to Nick. Car and Mattress Furniture Outlet, man, we're having a big clearance sale. We're going to be shutting down for a couple weeks late July. We have got to sell the inventory. We've got over 300 mattresses there in stock that needs to be sold, man. Big clearance sale going there on Highway 72. Daniel Author, our local Subways. We got three here in town. Wilco Real Estate Group, Maria and Olivia and that whole group, the list of agents, they will outwork anybody and they will meet your needs for any of your real estate needs. Crosswind Ministry, been helping people for over 20 years in our town. Big shout out to Bobby and Angel and Truett and that whole bunch. Gatlin's Pharmacy in Tishomingo, Bart and Dawn Dorn. We're praying for Bart and Dawn, but for any of your pharmacy needs in Tishomingo County, go by Gatlin's Pharmacy, man. They're great folks. The Dinner Bell, Steak and Fish. I'm fixing to care Philip for lunch, the Dinner Bell today.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Yeah. So Melissa Carson and them do great, great work there. Great food, lunch plates, steak, fish, anything you eat there. Magnolia Funeral Home, Jim and Sheila Calvary. First class folks doing first class things for all your funeral needs, man. Magnolia Funeral Home. And last but not least, Jeff Green. Jeff's Barbershop there on Highway 72. I just dropped Jeff an apple fritter.
Okay.
So he may not be open yet. He's probably sitting in there choking on that apple fritter or something. But he'll open up in a little bit, and he'll cut your hair. Just go by and tell him you want a Tommy Wilson haircut. He can fix you up. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with one of my good friends, Philip Thurman, and learn more about his work and what he does and things. So I'm excited for you to get to know Philip Thurman today.
Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
The Dinner Bell remains one of the top local dining establishments in Corinth, Mississippi, with numerous awards over the years as Best Salad Bar, Best Steakhouse, Best Overall Restaurant, Best Lunch and Dinner under $10 for the Crossroads area. Deli Plate Lunch and Dinner Special with details found on the Dinner Bell Steak and Fish Facebook page. For delicious food at affordable prices, you can now order online. Visit DinnerBellCorinth.com. Join the rewards program to earn points for free food and exclusive discounts. Order online, DinnerBellCorinth.com.
Bain Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
We welcome you back to our second segment of our show, Hope. Again, a big shout out to all the sponsors, man. We get to do this program because the folks supports us. We'd like to give you a phone number. Text line only. You can send us a comment, question about today's show. 662-603-9829. That is a text line only. 662-603-9829. And that is text for our show today. We'd love to hear you and comments about today's show. Ronnie, yesterday we had a team meeting with Philip, and last night we went out to Bill Briggs, Bill and Peggy Briggs' farm out there, and just a beautiful place.
Yeah.
And Philip shared with the group, and man, I'm excited about having Philip here today. Welcome to the show, Philip.
Thank you, Tommy. It's good to be here.
Philip, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Man, I'd love to do that. Tommy, first, before I do that, I want to say something to our audience that's listening about you, Tommy. I've known you for a number of years now, I think since 2016. And I am grateful for your friendship. I'm grateful for who you are. I know a lot of folks know you in the area, but for folks that don't know you, I hope that they get to know you, Tommy. You're the real deal, and I'm grateful for you. When I talk about spiritual heroes in my life, and I know we like to joke around and all of that, but when I talk about spiritual men that are influential in my life, you're one of those guys that's always in the top five. So I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for your testimony, for your story. God's done some pretty amazing things, and I love coming here getting to see these guys. So my name's Philip Thurman. I'm married. Been married this August will be 35 years to my wife. She's an amazing lady. I've got three grown kids. All three are in the Atlanta area. They're on church staff, and that's been a huge blessing. God's done some amazing things there. I've got two grandchildren, 4 and 2, Cooper and Graham, that live in Atlanta. We love them. I'm a missionary kid. I was born and raised in Southeast Asia and had incredible experiences. My parents are spiritual heroes. My dad's 92. Mom is 83, still working full-time, been married over 65 years.
In Columbia, Mississippi.
Columbia, Mississippi. That's where they're living and working there and doing an incredible job. And I was born and raised in a Southeast Asian country, went to boarding school in India from 7th grade through 12th grade, then came to the States, went to Mississippi College, did a bunch of other stuff. And now I'm living in Atlanta, Georgia.
Bart went to Mississippi College, wasn't he? But now Bart's a little younger than you. Josh Barton is a Mississippi College guy. So we're connected with Mississippi College in some ways.
Good, that's awesome.
So, but did Mississippi College, once you went there, tell us what happened?
Yeah, so I finished up at Mississippi College. I worked for Delta Airlines for a while, moved to Atlanta. And then I had this radical conversion kind of experience with God to go to seminary. To pursue ministry. I was not going to go into ministry and ended up going to Southwestern Seminary out in Fort Worth, Texas, 93, 94. And then in 95, started my first full-time job at a church in Jackson, Mississippi, and started there. Incredible experience, moved throughout the Southeast. And in 2003, God had plans to kind of move me out. I am not a traditionalist. I don't beat to the traditional drums. I'm not a big denominational kind of a guy. I'm out of the box thinker, and so we started a church in Madison, Mississippi in 2003 that was an amazing journey, was there almost 19 years, and I'm sure we'll talk more about that.
Well, that's how I met you.
That's right. There was a guy named Eric Smith.
We had a local guy named Eric Smith, radically got saved
that's
here.
That's right.
Maybe like his senior year in high school, and somehow ended up in Jackson, Mississippi, and you and him connected.
Yep.
And that's kind of how we met.
That's right. And so we put a campus up here, and you were gracious enough to let us meet in your building. And so we had a campus up here in Corinth and a whole team that worked up here and just had an incredible experience. I love coming to Corinth. It was one of my favorite places because I knew I'd see Tommy Wilson, and he'd take me out to some great places to eat.
Yeah, we did that, and he's officially an ordained Corinthian. He ate a slug burger yesterday.
My first one.
Yeah, so he is, he's in now.
That's right. I'm all in.
Well, Philip, I mean, you pastored a long time. You left Madison, Mississippi, and went to Madison, Alabama.
That's correct. Yes. Went to plant a second church there. Had a group of folks that felt called to go with us, so we had a team from Madison, Mississippi that moved over there strictly to help us plant a church in Madison, which is on the west side of Huntsville. And so we were there for almost 3-4 years during COVID. So you can imagine trying to plant a church in a city where you don't know anybody. You've got people that have moved there with you to plant this church, but we saw God just do some amazing things, got some favor. One of the things that I do for fun is I'm a soccer coach on the side, a volunteer soccer coach. So that I found a school there named James Clemens High School and got plugged in there, started coaching, and they began to open the door for us to be able to start meeting in their school and having church there, and that was an amazing experience.
So that was, you didn't stay in Madison, Alabama very long. You ended up going somewhere in Georgia on staff of a church.
That's right. There was a friend of mine who was on my board of our church in Alabama, who was also on a board for a friend in Roswell, Georgia. And he said, hey, my friend is getting ready to plant a church in Roswell, Georgia. You've planted two churches. Would you consider coming alongside and coaching him? So I said, I'd love to. So that started off as a relationship for about a year and a half. And he would constantly say, hey, I'm going to hire you one day. Well, I wasn't going to go work for another pastor. I've been a senior pastor for 30 years. Why would I go work for somebody else and have them tell me what to do?
Yeah.
Not about to do that. Well, lo and behold, God kind of worked out some things. And we moved to Roswell, Georgia almost 3 years ago. And I went on staff to help my friend there. And we planted a church. When I got there, we were running about 260. We're almost over 800 now in Atlanta, Roswell area. So it's been an amazing journey.
But go back, you was born in Asia?
Yeah, in Bangladesh.
Yeah, so I can't pronounce that, but we'll call it Asia.
Yeah, just, there we go. That sounds better.
Time to just try it.
Yeah, no, I'm out. But look, so your heart's always been in mission. Your heart's always, ever since I've known you, there was a lot of times when I'd taken a chance to call you, you'd be in some foreign country somewhere.
Yeah. Well, you were talking about the guy that called us yesterday. So I was talking to a really good friend, a pastor that I've been working with for about 3 years in Lusaka, Zambia. So I go there twice a year. I'm involved working with pastors. He's got a network of pastors. So what happened was back about a year ago, God just began to wrestle in my heart this whole idea of guys who are working in very difficult countries, and some of the countries I can't mention on air because the people that we work with there are persecuted. They're being beaten for their faith. And so I'm not allowed to mention their names. I can't mention the countries. But I have just been to a country about 4 weeks ago where my pastor friend there is now being persecuted. I got a message this past week from him that the home that he is renting, the homeowner has taken his wall that was a white painted wall, painted it black, and took three crosses and painted them upside down and wrote some pretty ugly slang on the crosses that are there. So these are the kind of guys that I felt called to work with. So a year ago, I'm wrestling, sitting in Zambia, telling God I'll do anything, whatever he wants me to do. And so that opened the door, and I came back home to the States. I've got an accountability partner, three guys that are my accountability partners that I meet with. And one of the guys on the call that day said, it sounds like God's making it pretty clear what you need to do. I said, well, what's that? He said, you need to pastor pastors around the world. And it was like a light bulb went off in my head that that's something that I've been doing here in the States, and I've done it internationally, but I want to do this seriously. So we stepped out on March the 9th, started our own nonprofit, have to raise our own support, and I've already taken two trips and have two more trips planned this year internationally to work with pastors, hundreds of pastors.
Yeah, and obviously that just being around you and things, that's where your heart is. You met with our team yesterday. We're fixing to have another meeting here in a little bit, just kind of training pastors and leaders to be
leaders.
Yeah.
Yeah, how to be leaders. Because here's the thing you got to understand. Most of those guys, you know, in America, even in small-town America, you can get some kind of coaching. You've got great podcasts. You've got things you can listen to. We're going to parts of the country where they don't have access to any of that.
Yeah.
Like I was just in Zambia. We were in the bush. They don't even have clean running water.
Yeah. Well, so that's and you just helped. You helped four.
Yeah, we raised money, $8,000, to be able to put four clean wells in villages in Zambia.
Yeah, you called them bushes.
Yeah, bushes. That? That's what they call them out there, is the bushes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, just so much going on, so much things going on. I heard a guy say this morning when I was walking that it's a proven fact that leaders that have more information can be better leaders.
Yeah, that's right. That's good.
So, I mean, in some of these places that you was talking to this guy yesterday, they don't have the ability to get information like we do.
That's right.
We're overflowing with information.
Well, it had been 2 days since I'd heard from him. You know why? Because they didn't have electricity. So his phones are not charged. They can't. We don't even think about that. I mean, we live in America. Even in the remotest places, we can have cell phone access. We have electricity. I was supposed to talk to my friend 2 days ago to secure my schedule for my next trip. He couldn't call. He couldn't text because he didn't have electricity. His phone was dead.
Yeah.
We just don't even think about that.
Yeah. So, Philip, man, when we're going to take a break in a minute, but when we come back, some questions I'd like to ask. How do you finance this? Where does your help come from? How can we help? And things like that, because you had made the statement here as you built it in your nonprofit's name.
That's right. It's called the Bridge International Consulting.
The Bridge International Consulting. So you've built a budget, and now you've got to meet that budget you to go to these countries.
Right. That's correct.
And between now and the end of the year, you're going to do two more. You've already done two.
That's right.
You took time. You took a week to come. You took a few days to come to Corinth, Mississippi, to meet with Ronnie Martin and his crew. That's probably the bigger challenge than this guy over there that don't have electricity.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
I put you in a room with Truett Brown. So,
wow.
I mean, yeah.
That's all that needs to be said.
You may be begging to go to where this guy don't have electricity. I don't know. But look, Philip, man, and it's just, you know, connections and meeting folks. Our connection with Eric Smith, that graduated school at Alcorn Central.
That's right.
Connected us with Philip. And, you know, it's just, you remember the video that Crosswind showed Sunday night?
Yeah.
The lady and that guy sitting in the coffee shop, they didn't know each other.
Yeah.
But this guy got saved because this lady had witnessed and to somebody down the road. And that I thought about Philip and Eric this morning with that.
That's awesome.
So, man, I'm excited about having Philip Thurman here today. 662-603-9829. Text, comment about today's show. Philip's going to be at Living Free Ministries tonight. We'll kick off at 6 with Rocky singing a couple songs. Philip's going to teach, share tonight. We'll have a meal catered by Dinner Bell tonight. So you're welcome to come. You're invited to come see Philip, get to know him. We're going to come back and ask Philip, how does he raise money? How do you meet your budget? How can we help? We'll be right back.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
Bain & Bowen Attorneys at Law are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen Attorneys at Law will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620.
Are you a chef or a cook? Tired of the same old kitchen routine? Craving a fresh challenge? Well, the Dinner Bell is currently looking for talented, passionate cooks to join the dynamic team. The Dinner Bell offers a fun and supportive work environment, competitive pay, and the opportunity to showcase your culinary skills and what has been voted the best restaurant in Corinth. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, we want to hear from you. Apply in store today, but you must be available to work nights and weekends. The Dinner Bell, where passion for food meets a rewarding career.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson from Car and Mattress Furniture right here in Car, Mississippi on Highway 72. And listen, some folks talks about clearance sales, we're having it. We've got a trailer load, we've got a warehouse full, we've got the biggest sale ever going on, King and Queen Hybrids, $499. Don't miss the chance to buy that deal. The only thing you got to do is come 3 miles west of High Prices to get that deal.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, we welcome you back to our third segment of today's show. And I was sharing with Philip, we've been doing this radio show for over 4 years now. And, man, we just love what we get to do daily, whether it's at the Freedom Center, Living Free, getting to host a radio show. We're in our local schools, especially the county schools, when school's going on. But one of the things we always look forward to is our radio show every Thursday morning. And we always try to have a guest with us. And Philip Thurman from the Bridge International Consultant.
That's right. You said it right, buddy.
All right.
No international words in that one.
Yeah. So Philip's in town for a day or two here just to hang out with us and meet with our team. He is a great communicator. He is a great teacher, and he teaches leadership. He counsels and coaches pastors around the world.
That's right, yep.
And stuff, so I consider him a great friend, and we bring him in every once in a while just for some leadership training. The last time we had you here was for our leadership retreat with our board
and everybody.
All of our guys there at the Johnson Farm there in Boonville. And this time we brought you in just to meet with her team. And I'm excited about having you today. Philip, the last segment you shared about a lot of things going on. You got trips coming up. Can you tell where you're going?
Yeah, I can. I can tell you about one of the trips. We're going back to Zambia, Lusaka, Zambia.
Tell us where that's at.
Yeah, so that's in the continent of Africa.
Okay. It's Michael Doran said where I thought it was south of Rhine. He didn't know where.
Oh, my. Yeah. I won't ask you where that is.
Yeah.
But anyway, South Africa. So we fly. It's just north of South Africa. If you know where South Africa is on the continent of Africa, it's just north of there. It has eight countries that surround Zambia. Zambia is a, I guess, would be a, known for a Christian nation. Their president is a Christian man. It's a, one of the safest countries in Africa. So we love taking teams there, working there. My friend Hendrix Mumba is the pastor that's there, planted a church. He's got three schools, three different campuses called Whitefield Christian Academy. But I go in there and work with about 100 pastors from all over Lusaka. And our vision is then to begin to take this message out to the surrounding countries. There's the Republic of Congo that is right now in very dire straits, are having incredible wars and difficulties going on. So his vision is to try to reach the eight nations around Zambia and begin to influence them with the good news of Christ.
And we've got a good friend that's in Senegal, Africa, but that is on the east side of Africa.
Yeah, I think that's right.
On the southeast.
Yeah, I think that's
and
right.
And he is like the chaplain of DeKalb schools.
Okay.
I think, is that DeKalb? Is that
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, that's and he's a mission. He's been there almost 4 years. He's wrapping his time up. But so what does it cost to do this trip?
Yeah, so I try to set aside $8,000 per trip. Part of what my board is allowing me to do, that the difference that I have left over at the end of the trip, I then give as a blessing gift to the pastor that I've been working with. So let's say I spend $6,000 on the trip for my airfare, fare, my hotel, my food and ground transportation. When I leave, I've got $2,000. I have the ability to be able to bless this pastor with $2,000 to say, hey, we believe in you. We see what God's doing. And in some cases, that would be half of a year's salary, a third of a year's salary.
What's $2,000 to them folks?
Yeah, yeah. so it'd be a, you know, quarter of a year, half a year salary for them.
Wow.
So it could change everything for them. And most of those guys, when you give them that money, they don't even use it for themselves. Although I say, I want this to be used for you and your wife, they take it and put it toward ministry because that's what they're doing. They're just trying to expand the kingdom, trying to expand
their influence. Well, you showed me some pictures yesterday of that guy and his wife and stuff. And you showed me some great pictures. Yeah. Do you have a webpage?
I do have a webpage, Tommy. I don't do a whole lot on there. Here's why. Because of the places we go are secure places, so I can't put a lot of information on there because if somebody in those countries goes to my website. So I have one. It's called the Bridge International Consulting.org, but I don't do a whole lot on that. So you're not going to find a lot of information on there. I'd rather love to give you my phone number. And if
Let's
you want to connect
that.
With me, I'd love to do that. But my phone number
is
769-692-5974. Again, 769-692-5974. My name's Philip Thurman. I answer text messages and emails, all that. I'd love to connect with you and let you figure out how you can go on a trip with me potentially. You can give, pray, support anyway along that line. I have a Monday email that goes out every Monday to about 270 people that pray and support what God's calling us to do, and they find out all the updates, get all the information and all of that.
Yeah, and you just showed me some pictures of some couples that went with you on your
last
trip.
Yeah, 84 and 83-year-old Archie Manning's football coach, a guy named Paul Pounds. He coached Archie Manning and knows the Manning family really well. 84-year-old man that went on a trip to Zambia. I'm talking about in the bush with me, in and out of cars, and was phenomenal.
All right. So for any information about that, I'm going to ask Philip to give his number one more time, but if you don't get it, you can always text line 662-603-9829.
And my number is, again, Philip Thurman, 769-692-5974.
All right, Philip. So 8,000 a trip. You said that you've taken four trips this year.
I will have four at the end of
this year. So that's 32,000.
Yeah, and then I've had the trip here, a trip to Florida, and then I'll do a trip to Colorado where I'm working with some church planters because part of my heartbeat is working with church planters.
And our local guy, Eric Smith, is in Florida.
That's right, yeah.
And where is he at?
He's in a place called Bonita Springs, Florida.
That's a pretty rough place, isn't it?
Oh, man, he's killing it out there, having a great time.
Yeah,
it's rough.
Yeah, but look, so how can we help?
Yeah, so I mean, there's a number of ways. Obviously, I hate to always say this, but prayer is a huge part. The places we go into are very dangerous. Some of the places we go to are very, very dangerous. One of the countries that we go to, we have to pay $200 per person to have a guy with an AK-47 walking with us everywhere we go. So we have men walking with us with guns. We have to be secured and safe because of things that could happen there. So prayer is a huge thing. I'd also love for you to be a part of our email prayer chain. Every Monday, there's an email that goes out and gives you updates of everything that we're doing. And then when I take a trip, every day that I'm on the trip, I give updates. So you're getting live, real, uptime update information on the trip. So you're with me on the trip, pretty much getting to hear everything that's going on. Obviously, that's a way. And then financially, once you get involved in our newsletter, you can find out the link there. We've got all kinds of ways that you can give to support, to be a part. We've got a budget, salary, my simple. We're a lean, mean, organizing machine. But we love what we're getting to do, traveling and coaching pastors in the U.S. as well as around the world.
And I don't mind saying this, that he was just raising money for these whales. It was $8,000 for four whales. On one of them, he liked a few hundred dollars.
That's right.
So me and Maria was able to.
That's right. You guys came in and stepped up and said, we'll make it happen. Yeah.
I've always tried to help you when you went
to
Madison, Alabama and stuff.
Yep.
I need to be helping you now, Philip. Well, I'm going to make a commitment to do that. But if you want to help my friend Philip Thurman, reach out to him, reach out to us. We're going to get you in connection with him, and he is making a difference in his community, with his family, but in the community. He come to Corinth. He's made an impact at Corinth for the last couple of days.
Yes, sir.
A couple of things I did here, Ronnie. $2,000 was a quarter year or half a year pay for some guys, so you're getting cut. But look, I will tell Philip, I usually carry Ronnie and Kyle with me. You said you had to have guys with
security.
Security. I figure if they're going to shoot at somebody, they're going to shoot at the bigger guy. So Ronnie and Kyle's with me. But, man, I to be honest with you, I've never felt like I was called to go to Africa or anywhere else. I was called to come to Carnegie.
Absolutely, you are. That's right.
But I am called to help you.
Well, that's awesome, Tommy. And you have been. And I'm grateful for your friendship. You've been an encouragement to me. You guys have financially supported us. You've been my friend. You prayed for us. You've invited me to come over. So I'm grateful for you guys.
Again, guys, any questions, comments, today's show, 662-603-9829. You can text us with any kind of comment. Or if you want to ask about Phillip's trips, when's your next trip?
My next trip is going to be September 29th through October 8th. That'll be to Zambia. Mm-hmm. And then in November, I've got a trip to this undisclosed place that we'll be going to.
How long does it take you to get to Zambia?
It's 2 days. Yeah, it takes 2 days. So I'll leave on the 29th of September, and I'll land in Lusaka on the 1st of October.
And wore out?
Yeah. So I usually take the first day just to kind of recoup, get rested on the first, and then we'll start working on the second through the seventh, and then I'll fly back on the eighth.
Well, we've had you 2 days with Truett. I don't know how long it'd take you to recover from that, but
it takes about a week to recover from here. That slug burger's still working on me.
So yeah. Well, guys, we're going to take another break. We're going to come back. We're going to have a little bit of a segment. We may talk about what we're doing with Phillip here. We may ask him some leadership questions and things. He's a great guy. He's a coach of pastors around the world. He coaches leaders, and that's the reason we've got him in our community this week. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
In Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, we welcome you back to our last segment today of our show, Hope. We get to do this every week, so we're always excited about it. Thankful we get to do it. A big shout out to our sponsors and things. And this week it's been really exciting. We've got a friend with us, Philip Thurman, who is a life coach, for pastors and leaders around the world. And we lean on him often, probably not enough. But Philip, man, it's just great having you here today. In the break there, we was talking about a city that Michael asked you a question about how big a town these is, or he asked the kids, and you mentioned that you had one town you're going to that's 11 million people.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, we don't have but 3 million in the state of Mississippi.
Yeah.
So times that by three and a half, you know, three and then add another half. Yeah. That's that city.
That's right.
But you made this mention that, and you called them yesterday, over 1 million street kids.
Yes, 1.3 million street kids in the city of Lusaka, Zambia. So you think about that, it's probably maybe a little bit larger than the state of Mississippi. 3 million here, about 11 million just in one city. So 1.3 million of these kids live on the street. So my friend has started a school called Whitefield Christian Academy. They've got three different campuses. They're all in the very, very poor parts of Lusaka, the capital city. And this is what's so amazing about those guys, that out of 208 schools that are considered in the Lusaka City District, 208, my friend's school is number 8 on the registry of higher education, where they are in the ranking of education in the country there. He has, of those 1.3 million kids, obviously we haven't made much of a dent. Part of our desire is to make a greater dent in that. But those kids are wanting to go to school. At one of his campuses, he has 59 students who are street kids that have been taken off of the street, brought into school. They're put with foster families, and they get uniforms, they get their food, all that kind of stuff, and get an education. And they take what's called a national board exam when they're in the 9th grade, the 11th grade, and the 7th grade. His students are some of the highest passing students, and most of the kids that pass those with the highest achievement are the kids that they get from the street. So these kids are wanting to learn. They're wanting to do that. So we're part of, I'm on a board for an organization in Roswell, Georgia that sponsors these kids, that can sponsor these kids for $49 a month. They can go to school, get an education, and have their life transformed. No family, nothing, and can go to school and get an education and be the 8th ranked school out of 208 schools in Lusaka. Here's the thing that's so cool, Tommy, and I know that kind of blows your mind when you think about that. The government has come to our friend who has very minimal funding, has come to our friend at Whitefield Christian Academy and has asked his staff, how are you getting these kids to get such high national scores? And he believes part of it, it's the faith journey, because they have a faith curriculum. They're teaching them there about the Bible, about God's word. But they're showing these street kids that they have value, that they matter, that they can be a part of a family, that no other faith is able to offer them that. And so think about that. I mean, just how amazing is that? On a very shoestring budget, he's got some amazing teachers, staff members that work in this school, Whitefield Christian Academy. But Hendricks and his wife did this for 20 years before they ever got any financial support. Hendricks is a hero of mine. He would come to the U.S. and work in the U.S. for 6-7 months, and then he would live on 5% of his income and send 95% of it back to his wife so that she could pay for the school, pay for these kids. And he wasn't making a lot of money, but he did that for 20 years. I had the privilege of meeting him about 2.5 years ago, and I said, have you ever thought about starting a nonprofit? He said, what are you talking about? I said, man, you could start a nonprofit in America and begin to get people to financially support you through this. Well, he had never even thought about that. That was not even on his radar. And so a friend of ours began to work with him, and now we've developed a 501c3, and we've got people from all over the world literally giving now to this organization to help them, help students get the kids off the street to get them an education. Because, Tommy, unlike, and I hate to say this, unlike here where kids don't want to go to school, these kids are dying to go to school. Like, every time I go to his main campus and I walk into the main campus, they have a room full, and I hate it. I absolutely hate this. But they have a room full of family members and kids, 125 that are on a waiting list that want to go to school, but we don't have the money to provide for them to go to school.
All right. Well, so, Philip, tell us again how we can help you in that situation and support you. You go to that place. You're going to this community where these schools is, and you work with this guy. How can we, again, tell us again.
Yeah,
how
so pray, support. Obviously, general thing, pray. Also, you could be a part of our Monday email that goes out so you can know what's going on there. And then there's an opportunity to give financially on that as well. My cell phone number, again, is 769-692-5974. And I'd love to connect you up through that way and can get you lined up.
Yeah, yeah. So, and that is huge. And again, Philip, just excited about having you here today. And that's exciting to hear that kind of work that's taking place in, where was that at?
Zambia,
and that is in?
In Africa.
Africa.
Yep.
And that we can be a part of that. I'm not called to go to Africa.
Yep.
But I am called to help my brother. Mm. And my brother is sitting next to the right of me today, and we can help him. He's just started this new...
March the 9th.
March the 9th, so this is all new. And it's not like it's... It's driven by what you're doing.
That's right. And I have a board, so people wonder, is this guy just freewheeling doing his own thing? I have a board, three men. One's a pastor, one's a marriage and family therapist, and then the other guy is a contractor business guy. And so I have three men that hold me accountable. They're walking through. I meet with them quarterly, but I have those guys see my books, see everything that's going on. I don't sign any checks. As a pastor, I was determined that I was not going to handle the money, be responsible for the money. I have guys that do all that, so I can't sign any of the checks. I can't give myself a pay raise. The board has to do all of that. So there's a high level of accountability that's set in, and Tommy, you know that about me as well.
Well, listen, we want to help. I challenge you to help my friend here, Philip Thurman. Reach out to us. You can call me 662-603-9829, or you can text me, and I'll get you in touch with Philip. Philip's going to be with us. We're fixing to have a team meeting. He's going to kind of coach and teach some of our guys leadership things. And then we're going to go to lunch. But tonight at 6 o'clock at Living Free Ministries, Philip's going to be there. And we'll get him to share maybe a little more about that. But he's going to be teaching tonight and things too. So at Living Free, you're welcome to come. Again, we start at 6 o'clock. Listen, anything else?
I'm just thankful, you know. So yesterday during our meeting, Philip showed me his schedule, and I'm just at awe at how much he's got going on. He took the time out this week to be with us and teach us. You know, this job, as joking as it is, you know, we'd like to joke around, but it's tiring. It's stressful. You know, it wears on you. But this group with Philip has just, you know, just recharged my batteries, man. And I'm super thankful for his time, his heart, and just at all, and at what all he's got to do in God's kingdom. He's just a true blessing.
Yeah, we want to make it a yearly deal, Philip, where we can get you back over and spend a few days with our team and expose you to our community and be part of our community and things too. So that is exciting. Again, big shout out to our sponsors, all of them, man. We wouldn't get to do this. The people that support us, Philip, I've told you over and over since you've been here, this community is good to us.
Yeah.
And, man, it's just unbelievable about this community. So I'm thankful for this community. We always close out by reading the book of Jude. Ronnie, man, you got it pulled up.
I do.
Bobby's been out today, so if we've run off the rails, we're gonna blame Bobby for that. Michael called me a Mike Hogg, but that's because Bobby was out, okay? Look, Ronnie's going to carry us out of here by reading the book of Jude.
All right, so it says, Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Thank y'all. Amen.